ॐ नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलि भ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परमऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी। नमो नमः। वेलकम बैक। टुडे इज द 40th क्लास। आई थॉट वी विल स्टार्ट विद द रिवीजन ऑफ द लास्ट संधि बिकॉज दैट लास्ट संधि वाज नॉट रिकॉर्डेड। आई वुड स्टिल लाइक टू डू दैट बट बिफोर वी गो इनटू दैट संधि मे बी इट मेक्स सेंस टू जस्ट रिकॉर्ड दैट संधि दैट वी डिड इन द लास्ट क्लास फर्स्ट जस्ट सो दैट It is a revision of for the folks who have are going to go back and take a look at the recording. I'll just go briefly on it. Last class we did discuss about Kartari Prayoga, Karmani Prayoga, and then we went into Anunasika Sandhi. In the Anunasika Sandhi, it should be self-explanatory what is there in the class, but still just to mention, this is a scenario where first you have to understand what brings the Anunasika. The Anunasika is brought in by the Padanta Makara or a Padanta Nakara. Okay, so it could be Padanta Makara. The Padanta Makara, when it is followed by a hal, it becomes an Anuswara. Right? See, that if at all you say, you have to distinguish between what is Anunasika and Anuswara. The Padanta Makara becoming Anuswara, that is Anuswara, and those Sandhi rules which we covered earlier are all Anuswara Sandhi rules. Whereas what is Anunasika? Mukhanasika Vachanonunasika. Any consonant, in fact any varna, any letter which is enunciated by using the apparatus of both the mouth as well as the nose. Okay. So ka kha ga gha na, that na, right? Cha cha ja ja nya, that nya, ta ta da da na. These fifth letters that we are talking about, these are nasals, and these nasal letters are called Anunasika letters. And these Anunasika, they are called Anunasika because the apparatus of the mouth and the nose are both used. However, because they are prominently nasalized, they are called nasals. So in the nasals, in this sandhi, what happens is that the Anunasika sandhi is only a nimitta. So when an Anunasika follows, that means when a nasal follows, what do you see usually? See, if you want to nasalize, that means the air that is being generated, right? See, how does the sound happen? We have seen all of this before. But the sound originates from navel. So that is how it is understood, right? So the wind or the air that is coming upwards, the breath that is coming upwards, right, is this first vocalized as the primordial sound ah. And then all sounds are superimposition in some sense, or they are morphed into actual sounds, but the main primordial sound is A. So this A, the sound that is coming in, right, or any letter that you are enunciating, if the next letter that follows is to be nasalized, it is likely that this letter also might get some nasalization, especially when the two letters are being pronounced one after the other. Samhita is most important. What is Samhita? Prasanna Nikarsha Samhita. When two letters, they are enunciated one after the other, immediately following, then that is the samhita. That is the sandhi. So if at all you are going to pronounce a letter, a following letter which is nasalized, what happens is that some part of the previous letter also starts getting nasalized. Okay. And that is why, which is again mukha sukhartam, you don't abruptly stop the previous letter, put a gap, and then nasalize the next letter, is why what happens is that this Anunasika Sandhi exists. So in the Anunasika Sandhi, when it happens, right, So that is why it is also optional. There is optionality when it is padanta, but it is not optional when it is non. It is inside the pada. The reason being is inside the pada you cannot bring in a pause, but when it is at the end of the pada you can bring in a small pause. Okay, and make the distinction between the previous letter and the next letter. But if you one or together, then it is required that you say it. Are you able to hear me? Quick sound check. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Yes. Okay. There was some disturbance where the sound modification happened. So I wanted to quickly check. So what happens is that because the next letter that is following is a nasalized letter and the previous letter is not nasalized, and if you want to distinguish, see the distinction, if you want to keep maintaining the distinction, a pause will always help you maintain the distinction. But in the absence of the pause, right, the distinction sometimes cannot be maintained. And that is why the language itself allows you to modify the previous letter in such a way that you need not maintain the distinction between the two letters and at the same time be able to enunciate the letters without losing the meaning. Okay, so that is the reason. So etad murari. So when I'm saying in that, there's a slight pause in between. Etad murari. But when I say that, try to say it very fast, such a way that the dakara and makara are close to each other. And if at all the makara is very well nasalized, then there will be some nasalization happening in dakara. And that nasalization is what is being addressed by this sandhi. You have to always see this in all sandhi rules, right? It is the main basis for all sandhi rules is mukha sukhartham, for the ease of enunciation. Is why you have all the sandhi rules. Okay, any sandhi rules you pick up, a and e, if you a, right, that is how the fuse happens. And when you bring them really close together, you will not be able to keep the distinction. Okay, so that is mukha sukhartam. So etad murari is one such example. Etad murari. If you look at it, dakara ends up sending as nakara. Etan murari. So that is the nasalization. In this anunasika sandhi, the anunasika is what follows. And what follows anunasika is the nimitta. For a year is what precedes. And then whatever precedes, which is a year, okay. See, if it is a year, what can be other than a year? It could be either a vowel or it could be hakara. If you see hakara, the hakara followed by a nasal is a very, 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 very different beast, so to speak. Okay. Because how the hakara followed by a nasal, right? How it is pronounced is sometimes very different. What happens in many of those scenarios is that the hakara ends up coming after the nasal. Okay. Because then only the whole sounding will be appropriate. Okay. We will look into that as we go further, we'll look into it. But here in Etan Murari, the Padanta Yar is being nasalized. And that is why it is called Anunasika Sandhi. Okay. So Etan Murari becomes Etan Murari. Chetna becomes Chenna. Agnichit Nayati becomes Agnichin Nayati because the nasal is following. Okay, Dig Naga becomes Ding Naga. Tad Matram becomes Tan Matram. Chitmayam becomes Chinmayam. So these are examples, Chinmayam and the tanmatram are examples of a non-padanta. Because in this case, the matra or the maya, these are pratyayas. Shat masa becomes shan masa. Okay? So that is this sandhi. In this sandhi, when you have the padanta yar followed by an anunasika, the padanta yar will optionally be replaced by an anunasika savarna. We call it a savarna. That means that if it is the dantya, then you will get a dantya nakara. If it is a kanthya, then you'll get a kanthya nakara. If it is a murdhanya, the last letter is murdhanya, like shan, shat, shat masa, the takara is a murdhanya. So you'll get that the murdhanya nakara, shan masa. Okay. So that is in short a quick revision of the sandhi. What I wanted to do in today's class is to find out or rather see how our sandhi is going on for everybody else, right? Is this okay to do, or you want to go back to it? Because generally there is an aversion whenever I ask questions in the class. You guys want to do the revision on sandhi, and feel free to answer and jump in and answer the questions.
I would like to do it. Thank you.
Okay, good. Very nice.
It would be good. It would be good revision.
Okay, very nice. I'll try to bring in, start with some easy ones, and then we'll start bringing in a little bit of not so easy ones, but we'll see. Right? And if at all there's a new sandhi rule, I will explain it, okay? So we'll probably spend some time on this one and see where we are. Okay, so first let us try to form sandhi. I think formation of sandhi you guys are very, very familiar with. Okay. Let us see if at all you can break sandhis. Okay. Okay. Let us see. Let's start one. Okay. And again, there is no. Sometimes you know it, but you cannot express. I understand all that. Okay. If you know the answer, and you want to jump in, right? I know many of you might already know the answers. If you already know that you know the answers, let others also try it out. Okay, let us find. I'll see. We can go one by one, alphabetically or whatever. Right? Okay. We'll see how it goes. First, okay. Let us see. Okay, I need to maybe increase the font size. Let us see. 236. Yeah, this is better. Okay, so let us do some at sandhi rules. Sandhi prakaran. Okay. Okay. Yadyapi. Go ahead. Who wants to go?
Yat plus api.
Okay. So when you say yat, or do you say yad?
Yadyapi.
Once again. Sheetalji, once again. Hold on. Let me finish with KKG. He answered something. So would you say yad, or would you say yad?
Sorry.
I will. I think I'm guessing a little bit, but I would guess yad, the second one.
Okay. Yeah. So it will be yad plus api. Okay, right. Yad plus api, because this is dakara.
I just need to see the origination of dakara.
Yeah. So this is dakara. So it will be yad plus api. However, what happens is that when you put a pause, right? When you put a pause between the two, okay. So when you put a pause, then what happens is that the yad can itself be yad, or it can be yat. Okay. This is the hal sandhi rules. In the hal sandhi rules, we saw like this. Okay. When you start with the pratipatikam itself is yad. And when the declension nominative singular of yad also is yad. Okay. So yad is your word. And whenever you have a yad as a word, okay, it will become at the end of the word, right? At the end of the pada, when avasana follows. Okay. When avasanam follows, okay. It can become char optionally. Okay, so yad can become yat. Char is what? Char is chatatav kapai. Is char. Okay, chatata. So the column number one is char. It can become hard. You need not have ta, right? It can become hard and unaspirated hard optionally. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I would like to still concentrate on the hard sandhi. I think we'll skip this for now. Okay, when we go to the hard sandhi, I will concentrate on that. Okay, let's see the next one. Okay, next one. Okay, is karotyayam. Who wants to go?
Karoti ayam.
Okay, karoti plus ayam. This is also, this one is basically yadapi. Okay. Okay, I think that's the problem, right? It's not yadapi. It is yadi and api. Come on, how can we make a mistake like that? Okay. So yadi and api. Right?
Yeah, sorry.
You put me on a track.
There. I was saying that only.
It is, sorry about that.
Oh, you're saying that only. And then I was telling Satyutalji, don't say in between. Let KKG say that. Okay. And then I went into the Hal Sadhi track. I'm so sorry. My fault. It is not Yada and Abhi. It is Yadi and Abhi. Okay. What Sandhi is this? I think you should ask what Sandhi it is. Then that will become very clear. What Sandhi is this?
Yana Sandhi.
What Sandhi was this?
Yes.
Let KKG answer. Let the one person who is answering, let them finish all the answers. Okay. But okay, so the, what sandhi did you say?
Yana sandhi.
Eco energy?
Okay.
No?
Eco energy.
Yana,
no.
Yeah.
Yes, eco energy. Yes.
It's two vowels. Yeah. We're connecting two vowels.
Yes. So what is happening is that E is coming in contact with A, and that is what is called Yan sandhi.
Yan sandhi.
Not Yana sandhi.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, why we call it as Yan Sandhi and not Yana Sandhi? Because it is Yan Sandhi. But why do we call it as Yan Sandhi? KKG, you are still on the track. The first person who answers, you have to answer all the questions. Why do we call it Yan Sandhi?
I have to brush up. I haven't been at this.
No problem. So Yan is what?
Ya, var, la.
So that is the meaning of Yan, right? But why is it called Yan Sandhi? Or why are we calling it Yan Sandhi? Because if you look at it, Yadi and A, there is no Yan there. E and A, right? Okay, Yan Sandhi. So the name of the Sandhi that we... Yes, you're right.
So, later, right?
Yes. So what happens? Yeah, I think just pause there. Let me rephrase a few things. Okay. So there are a bunch of things that you need to know whenever you're doing something. Okay. And what you can say, when you answer the next question, you can tell me about that. Okay. You have to tell me what is the sthani. Okay. What is the sthani? Sthani is the location or the letter which is going to undergo modification. You have to tell me what is an adesha. Adesha is the modification that comes. If the letter disappears, then you call it as a lopaha. If the letter disappears. Okay. So sthani is the location where location means the letter which is going to undergo modification is the sthani. Okay, Adesha. Oops. It's okay. Don't worry about it if you're not able to answer also. Okay. There is no pressure there. Oops. Adeshaha is the modification. Mandated modification. Okay. And then always the name of the sandhi is always based on the adesha. What is the adesha that is coming is the name of the sandhi. Then lopaha is the disappearance. letter. Okay. And then there is other parts, other types of things that you need to remember. There is basically what is agama. Is an addendum. Something that is appended. Is an agama, which comes and joins agama. Then there is something called as prakriti bhava. Basically, in the prakriti bhava, so no changes happen. When no changes happen, it's called prakriti bhava. It'll remain as it is, whatever the prakriti was, right? But there's no vikriti in that. That is called prakriti bhava. Okay, so in this case, let me just give you here, in this case, in yadyabhi, are two words, yadi abhi, where ikara is coming in samhita with akara. Ikara is coming in samhita with akara, where akara is a nimitta. 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 Okay. Nimittaha or nimitta is the varna, or that which causes the modifications. Okay. Then there is, you also have to do purva is the prior letter, para is the latter letter, and sometimes ubhaya means both. Ubhaya means both. Okay. So now in this case, what do we see? Yan Shanti, the ik, in the place of ik, yan adesha. Let us say, in place of ik is replaced by yan. That is the quick mention of the Shanti. Okay. Again, we are going to go into the details. Let's go one by one on the Shanti. Okay. So karotyam, what Shanti is this? Who answered that? Padmini ji?
Yan Sandhi.
Yes, it is Yan Sandhi. Okay. So we know it. We'll just go with the Yan Sandhi only for now. This is a Yan Sandhi. What happens? Ikara gets replaced with what?
He is followed by
So it becomes
Ikara. It's
good. Very nice.
Okay. Let me do another one. Okay. Kartrayuhu. Who wants to go next? But maybe you can mute. Let the next person answer.
Kartru Ayuhu.
Yes, very nice. Kartru plus Ayuhu. Okay, so in Kartru plus Ayuhu, what is happening is that the Rikara is getting replaced with Repa. Again, a Yan Sandhi. Okay, so once it gets Zikara gets replaced with Repa, after that the Dvitva happens. Okay, that's why if you look at the Dvitva, this Dvitva we have not learned, but it is seen is when you have ta ra Repa. Okay, so kar tu. Okay, Ayuhu. So this takara was not there in the kartru, but later on, once the refa comes in, then the takara is brought in. This is what is dvitva happens. Okay, this dvitva is not generally seen as such when you don't observe it, but it is there most of the times, especially when chanting. This dvitva is always there. We will take up one of these days some of these chanting things that you, the some of the slokas that you chant, and I will point out to you where the dvitva happens. Okay, and the ditva very frequently happens. So here in kartru plus ayuhu, okay, first what happens in the sandhi, and just to mention that, okay, in the sandhi kartru plus a yuhu, right, this is the scenario. So it becomes kartru repa plus a yuhu. Once this happens, then the ditva happens. The ditva will happen like this: kar t t r plus a yuhu, kar tra yuhu. How do you say this? Kar tra yuhu. Whereas here it will be some kartri plus a yuhu. Okay, let's go to the next one. Matranya. Please try.
Matru plus Adnya?
Yes. Matri plus Adnya. Okay. This is also an example where you had this thing. Where you had the Rikara. Rikara becomes replaced with Refa. But here you will not see a dirga. You will not see doubling. Doubling is not seen there. Not matra plus ayu. There's no doubling there. Okay. So this is single, because to double you need a non dirga letter to be here. Okay. Anyway, forget about that. So matra plus agnya becomes matri plus agnya. Again, a scenario where rikara is replaced with refa. Okay, so let us see some more good examples, right?
Yeah. I know, yeah. It's something I have not understood properly. Is there that R comes here, that Ru changes to R or something?
Matra.
Dirgha Sandhi, you know?
No. Matra plus Agnya, this Matra. Is Refa in this one, right? Same one you're asking about?
Yeah.
It is not R that happens. Okay. There's no R there.
Okay. That's yeah.
Okay. It is Mat Refa Agnya. Okay. In the Yan Sandhi, only the Rikara gets replaced with Yan. And okay. Rikara being okay. Murdanya, the Yan being Ya. Yen, right? Ya, yavarala, right? So then the sthana for yakara is what? Is sthana for yakara is talu. So yakara will come in replacement for ikara, right? The sthana for rikara is murdanya. So it will come as a replacement for rikara. The replacement will be refa, right? Yavara, right? Vakara is dantoshka. So in place of ukara, you will get vakara. In place of ukara, you will get vakara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let us see this one. Vad. Okay. Vad. Va. Gamanam. Yes, anybody wants to try that?
Dua Gamanam.
Yeah. Let other people also try. There's so many of you there.
Vaddu agamanam.
Yeah. Is it dirga or rasuva? Vadhu agamanam or vadhu agamanam?
I think it is rasuva, right? Vaddu agamanam.
Are you sure? First of all, will the sandhi rules be different? Will the sandhi rule be different if it is rasva or dirga?
Yes.
Yeah, it will be different. But
no, the sandhi rule will be same.
No,
right?
Sandhi rule so will
vadhu,
be the
same.
It vadhu, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And then vadhu or vadhu, right? Plus agamanam.
Okay.
Plus agamanam. Right, So the question is whether if you take vadhu, the first one or the second one? Anybody? How will you know?
First one,
dirgha, right? Because generally vadhu is a dirgha ukaranta shabda. Vadhu stri, right? Is a dirgha ukaranta shabda. I think I've seen Rasva also, vadhu somewhere, right? A son's wife, vadhu, vadhu. Okay, so Rasva is also seen. So now the question becomes, will you do Hraswa or will you do Dirgha?
Doesn't matter because...
You see what can happen, you know. If you
one wife or many wives.
Yes. Yes. So vadhu is ukaranta, let's say you do that ukaranta, right? And once you do the strilinga vadhu shabda, you become vadhu vadhavaha, right? So if it is singular or plural, it doesn't matter, right? Because in this case it could be two also, vadhu agamanam. Okay, then it becomes vadvoho agamanam, vadhu agamanam. But actually, in all of this, what happens is that when it becomes a samasa, see, it has to be a samasa. And in that, when it is samasa, then what happens is that the sup lopa happens. There's no sup. So you go back to the pratipadikam. Mostly you have to go back to the pratipadikam. Except in a few samasas, you don't go to the pratipadikam. In most of the other samasas, you go to the pratipadikam. In the pratipadikam, we'll go to hrasva ukara. Okay, vadhu agamanam. However, this is contentious because there is also a shabda called dirgha ukaranta shabda. So either way is fine. In both the scenarios, because vadhu and vadhu, they both mean the same thing. They are two different words, right? One is dirgha ukaranta, one is rasva ukaranta. And in either case, it will become vadhva, vadhu becomes vadhva agamanam. Okay. Vadhva-agamanam. Now when that happens, right, this is where the dvitva happens. Here. You get dha and then you get another dha. Okay. For some of you who know this, you get this dvitva. And then what happens is that whenever you have two mahapranas, again this is mukha-sukha-artham, when you have two mahapranas, the first one will lose its mahapranatvam. Otherwise, you cannot say it. Vadhu dhivagamanam, right? You cannot say it continuously without putting a break in it. Okay. So what will happen is that the first one will lose its mahapranatvam. There's a sutra, there's a rule called Jalam Jashi Jashi. Jalam Jash Jashi. We will study that later. So, vadhu dhivagamanam. Same thing. Okay, these are good examples. Let's see what else we have.
Excuse me. In Sabdamanji Rasva, in Sabdamanji Rasva Ukara is a it's for Sambodhan. Hey, Vadhu.
Yeah. A lot of voice on mine. There's a lot of sound in the background. Yes. So in that the vadhu shabda, right? The vadhu shabda, the declension of vadhu shabda, when you do decline the vadhu shabda, right? Then what happens is that in that when you do it, the sambodhanam is rasva ukara. Rasva ukara. So you could say that it is rasva ukara. He vadhu agamanam is also fine. He vadhu. But basically, you would not say, hey, vadhu agamanam. Whenever you say vadhu agamanam and vadhu agamanam, in this example that we are talking about, it is mostly samasas. Because then the nitya, samasa also, the nitya sandhis are done. So, but you know, karoti ayam, is there a nitya samasa? No, there's no samasa then. Karoti ayam, right? Are two different words. I would go with samasa and say vadhu agamanam is vadhu agamanam rather than sambodhanam, because in sambodhanam, hey vadhu, and then agamanam kasya, right? Something like that you have to say. Kasya agamanam, keshan agamanam, like that you have to say. Okay, let us. But I'm just. What we have to see here in the sandhi, when you're doing a sandhi rule, is that dirgha ukara or rasva ukara, either way you will form the same thing. So just by breaking this up, you will not know it is rasva or dirgha, because both for rasva ukara and dirgha ukara, okay, the yan sandhi comes in when a nach follows. Okay.
Yes.
Let us
thank
see
you.
Another one. Okay. 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 Let us see. This is a trick one. What is the sandhi rule here? Yeah, it's open for everybody now. Please
Lanu
try.
Bandha.
Everybody, please.
Lanu, is this Lanu Bandha?
Yeah, it is Bandha. Lanu Bandha.
Lanu yeah. Bandha?
No. What, no. I think the sandhi we are doing. Yeah, which sandhi are you talking about?
I don't know. No idea.
Okay.
I don't know what this fine. Means. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't. You don't see. We don't know what it means. Also, right?
Good.
It? What is what it is?
Sorry, is it
Bandha? Yes, very nice. Okay, so one of these days I'll figure out how to get this. One second. Show keyboard viewer. There it is. Okay. Alt. I had it. Okay, so make this as lr. Yeah, this is not lr. This is lakara rikara, but it is lr. Okay, the letter, the alphabet lr, when it is the anubandha. Okay, anubandha is the it letters in the akana are called anubandha letters. Okay, that rikara, rikara is called. It's the lrikara. You see, a, e, u, ri, lr. That lr is what we're talking about. When lr is the anubandha, it's called lr lanubandha. Okay. So there becomes lr will be replaced with lakara. Lakara and anubandha. Okay. Becomes lanubandha. You don't see that usage much, because the usage of lukara itself is very less. Okay, let us see one more. Shrunvidam. Go ahead. Shrunvidam. Okay, open for all. Shrunvidam. Shrunu idam? Yes. Shrunu. Idam. This is also, and this is also yan sandhi. Okay. Is everybody following it? Anybody who is not following it?
This could be Shrunu idam too, right? Because if it is O, okay. O plus yeah. V also is Shrunvidam, right? It's a Yan Sandhi.
So shru, so let us do that, okay? So basically what you're saying
I'm just looking at the table and seeing what all is applicable. So it
sure. Sense. So what you're saying shruno. Is Shruno Idam, right?
Idam.
So
yeah.
whenever you have Okara, right, you get an Avadesha.
Yeah.
So it becomes Shru Na plus Av plus Idam.
Idam.
Becomes Shru
Na Vidam.
Vidam.
Got it. There is an Akara there. Okay.
But this is Shrunvidam, not Shrunavidam.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Good. This is what it is. You know, we just practice enough and then it becomes easy. Okay. Patradhinam. Sorry, Pitradhinam. Yes. Want to do it? Anybody? Pitradhinam. Do you see the Sandhi anywhere?
Pitradhinam.
Yes. Adhinam. Okay.
Pitradhinam.
Yes. Chitalji, you might want to reduce the background noise. It's too loud. Let me, or maybe just close the door. Pitra plus adhinam becomes pitradhinam. Pitradhinam. Okay, next one. How about dhat tretat? Raji, you want to try? Dhatrekat. Should be simple? You've done some before?
Dhatru etat?
Yes, very nice. Dhatru plus etat. Okay. You guys are getting the hang of it, okay? How about this? Gamladeshaha. Hi, Maji.
Gum. Lu.
Yes, it will be not lu, it will be gamlri. Right? The rikara that we are saying, okay? Plus adeshaha. Okay. What I have typed here is incorrect, by the way. I'm not able to type it right now. It is not lakara rikara. Okay, it is a single letter rikara, so to speak. Okay. Gamlr adeshaha becomes gamla adeshaha. Yansandhi. We are all Yansandhi. Okay. Madhva naya. Let's see who's there. Sarah?
No, this is beyond me.
Okay, no problem. Shridevi? Akshayji?
Madhu Anaya.
Yes, Madhu plus Anaya. Madhu plus Anaya. So here what happens is that, you know, Madhu. Madhu, U becomes Va, plus Anaya. Okay, and then Dvitva happens. Madhu, Dhu, Va, Anaya. And then the when there are two Mahapranas, the first one becomes Alpa Prana. Madhu, Dhu, Va, Anaya. Okay. Let us see one more, okay, in this whole set.
Can this madhu can be same with for madhu ukara rasvandiga?
Madhu dirga it is sandhiru, yes, it could be with raswa or this thing, right? But madhu anaya, okay, it has to be first of all, you will again question, is it sambodhanam or is it not sambodhanam, or you know what it is, right? I think it will be difficult to answer that because only sambodhanam you can use madhu plus anaya, okay, but the others you cannot do, right? Because madhu is dirgha rukar ukaranta. Madhu is a shabda, okay. Let me see if there is another madhu shabda also, because many of these they are parayavachi, right? So madhu, yeah, honey madhu also is there, ukara madhu. And when you do the declension, it could be neuter, by the way. Madhu could be neuter. If madhu is neuter, right? So I think that is the it is, right? If madhu is neuter, which it is, the raswa ukaranta is madhu, is ukaranta is neuter. In the vadhu case, because it is feminine, we had to either make it as a samasa or we had to use sambodhanam. Well, but in madhu, we don't have to worry about it because madhu is neuter. So the neuter declension will be madhu, madhuni, okay, madhuni. This will be the declension, right? By the way, this will be declension. And now madhu anaya. And what we are saying is anaya means bring. And madhu is honey. So bring honey, right? So when you say madhu anaya, okay, what is the madhu, what is the case? You ask the question, you can answer that. Sheetalji, what is the case? What is the declension of madhu? I said it is neuter. How is it declined?
Pratama dvitiya ekvachan.
Guru.
Pratama dvitiya, how can you say both of them?
Both, huh? Madhu.
It cannot be both. It has to be one of them. Which one is it? Pratama is dvitiya.
No, dvitiya. Somebody is bringing madhu, so it is dvitiya.
Not somebody. Somebody will be third person.
No. Okay. You. Anya. Somebody means?
Yeah, you.
Somebody means you. We are saying others.
Yeah, it is.
Bijane, apne kahiye chhe ki tu madhu la.
Right. So basically it is madhyama purusha.
Yeah.
Anaya is anaya. It is nayatu, nayatat, nayantu, naya, nayatam, nayatta. Okay. So it is madhyama purusha ekvachanam. Anaya means bring. A is the upasarga, ni is the dhatu, anaya means bring. You bring. You bring what? You bring honey. Tvam anaya. Tvam is not there, but anaya means tvam. Okay. Once you say tvam anaya means you bring, then whatever is, it is kartari prayoga. When I say you bring, it is lot kartari prayoga. Lot kartari prayoga. And when you say it is lot kartari prayoga, madhu is the karma. Madhu is the karma. Okay, and because it is a karma, karmani dvitiya vibhakti. So it is, madhu is accusative. Why are you saying this? Because if you look at the declension of madhu, right, the neuter declension of madhu, you will find that the declension of madhu will be like this. Okay, madhu, madhuni, madhuni, and then dvitiya also madhu, madhuni, madhuni. Now the question that we were asking here is that, is it this or is it this? Because both of them are fine, right? So it is accusative. It is dvitiya because it is the object of the verb to bring. Okay. So neuter, N is for neuter, 2 is for accusative, S is for singular. So madhu is neuter, accusative, singular. And anaya Anaya is A plus plus Ni Dhatu. Okay. Lot Lakara. Okay. Madhyama Purusha. Eka Vachanam. Singular. Second person singular. Okay, Ranjanji, you have a question?
Oh, no. Okay. No, I don't.
Okay.
So when you said something about making samasa, what is the rule there? Or you said when it's a sambodhana, you can make a samasa out of it? Or?
No, so sambodhana, you cannot make the samasa out of sambodhana. Okay. What I said is that in the vadhu plus agamanam, here it has to be a samasa. Because if the samasa is not there, then vadhu is basically just lying on its own. It is hey vadhu. Okay. But you know, right now we are not concentrating on that, so I did not pay much attention to it, right? You could always bring in two words from anywhere and bring them and do a sandhi between them. That is fine. But generally in sandhi, what we said nitya, okay, nitya means what? Samhita ek pade nitya, ek nitya dhatu pasargayoho, nitya samase vakye tu sa vivaksham apekshate. Means that samhita ek pade, inside a word the samhita has always got to be done. So the fact that we are doing the sandhi was already done, means it is a samasa. I want to bring in that point as what I was trying to say. That it is already a samasa and that is there, right? But for madhu plus anaya, okay, you need not have a samasa.
Okay.
Because when samasa is there, right, what happens is that the supratya gets dropped. Okay. So in madhu plus anaya, it is more of madhu and anaya. And then in that case, madhu could potentially be prathama aikvachanam or dvitiya aikvachanam. Which one is it? And then that being kartari prayoga, this being the karma, it has to be dvitiya aikvachanam. Okay, dadhyatra. Okay, I already said the answer. Let me solve one. Dadhi plus atra.
And also one more thing. I mean, when you had the second da, right, coming in, is there like a separate rule that's a different rule, right? Completely.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's a different rule. The rule is called anachicha. Achaf parasya yaro dvevastaha natuachi. That is the rule. Panini 8446 or 8447 something. Okay. So we saw a few of them. Okay. How about we do go the other way? Shashi plus Sarah, you should be able to do this one. Udiyaya. This is actual formation of Sandhi. Shashi Udiyaya.
I think I need to review before I and listen to this again before I feel confident.
No problem. Okay. Anybody else wants to try this? Shashi Udiyaya.
Yashodaya.
Shashvo Udiyaya. Okay, so one is saying what? First one was Shash.
I think I said it wrong. Shashodaya.
Maybe you're there. Shashodaya.
Okay.
Shashodaya.
Okay, be careful with what you're saying, okay? Shashodaya. Okay, I'm writing all the ones that you're saying. Which one? Next one? I think I heard one more.
I'm saying the first one, Shashyodhyaya.
Shashyodhyaya, okay. This is said by first one, okay.
T plus Wu, right? So that's
two
vowel sandhis. Yana
sandhi. Yes.
Yana sandhi, yeah. Two vowels.
Okay, so very easy, right? So Shashy, Yi, plus Udiyaya. It will become what? Shashi plus Udiyaya. Okay. Shashyu diyaya. Okay, I want you to compare that with what you said, okay? I don't know where you got this okara from. Shashyo. It is not shashyo, it is shashyu.
Shashyu.
And it's not dya, it is diya. Okay, so this part you don't change at all. Diyaya. Not diyaya, okay? And there's no o there. So shashyo, there's no o there. Okay, it is shashyu diyaya. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So these two are not correct. Okay, they're not correct. Shashyu diaya. Why shashyu? Then because the ikara gets yakara. So ikara gets yakara. It's a yantanti. Okay, a question is asked. Anaya being a verb, will it be okay to have a samasa with that word? Generally, no. Generally, no. You don't do samasa with a tinganta. Except there is a special type of a samasa called upapada samasa. Okay, in upapada samasa, also you won't have a tinganta shabda. You take a tinganta shabda and then you form a samasa. We saw that in the usages like kara and others, right? There, you know, for example, kumbham karoti, kumbhakara. So that is an upapada type of samasa, where kumbha is the upapada and karoti is a tinganta, and then you will form it is also, by the way, upapada samasa are also nitya samasa. But you are right, you don't generally take something and then do a samasa. But that is why we did it for agamanam. In the agamanam, it is not a tinganta. Vadhoho agamanam becomes vadvagamanam. Vadhoho. Yes, Shashti. Shashti is used. Shashti Tatpursha. Vadhor Agamanam. Becomes Vadhu Agamanam. Because Agamanam is not, although it means the coming. Okay. Agamanam means the arrival or the coming. Right? It is not a thing in that case. So there you can do it. But Anaya, can we do samasa here? The answer is no. You cannot do that. Because Madhu and Anaya, this being a Lot Lakara, a Tinganta Shabda, samasa is always supa. Subanta subantena saha samasyate. A subanta along with another subanta, it becomes a samasa. Even in the upapada samasa also, first you convert into a subanta and then you make the samasa with another subanta. But that's a special case. So here, to answer your question, no. In this case, anaya, you cannot make a samasa with anaya. With agamanam, yes, you can make a samasa with agamanam. Okay, Shashi Udaya. Let us see another one. Okay. Siddhi Yatu Etat. Okay, give it a try. Even if you make an error, just give it a try. Don't worry about it. Siddhyatu Etat. Now here, this already looks like a sandhi done, okay? But remember, now what we are doing is not making the sandhi, we are actually forming the sandhi. Want to try, anybody?
Wu plus A is ver, right? It changes to ver.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
Sidyut plus Wu. Plus a tat, so siddhi, so the that part becomes va, right? The u and a becomes va, and then tat. No,
can you say it up?
Siddhyat vetat.
Yes. Yeah, it becomes siddhyat vetat. Siddhyat vetat. Here also, if you don't realize it, there is a dvitva that happens. Siddhyatvetat. Okay. Siddhyatvetat. Why am I saying this dvitva? Okay, it's a complicated rule. Why are you bringing in such complicated rule at this time? Because in the language, you might end up seeing the dvitva, and then when you break up the sandhi, you're supposed to remove that dvitva. Okay. When you break up, you have to remove that dvitva. Okay, let us do one more before we go to another type of sandhi. Okay. Smriti plus Adeshaha. Let me do this for you. Okay, it's easy for me. Adeshaha. Okay, becomes Smritya Adeshaha. Okay. Smriti plus Adeshaha. Generally, there is a complication here also. And you might end up asking me, if at all you study all the rules and all the rules are in your head, okay, which many of you do have it, but I'm going to point out the error that is there. Smriti plus Adeshaha. Right? When you do that, it becomes what? It becomes, let us take a simple example. Simple example would be Yadi Api. Okay. Let's say Yadi plus Api. Okay. Here are two words. Pada. Two pada, right? Yadi is content coming in contact with yadi plus api becomes yadyapi. This is our first mistake that we did. Okay. So here what happens is that yadi becomes yadi plus api. Okay. And after the sandhi is done, api, it becomes yadi plus api. Okay. And since I said there are two padas, yadi api and yadi api, right? What happens is that this is a scenario where you have a padanta yakara. A padanta yakara. And remember, there's a rule that we have said earlier. Whenever you have a padanta yakara, if it is followed with an yash, then the padanta yakara can be dropped optionally. Okay. So if it can be dropped optionally, then it becomes yad api or yadyapi. Both rules are possible, right? But this padanta yakara getting dropped optionally, okay, padanta yakara, this is with the visarga sandhi rule we have done that. Padanta yakara or padanta vakara gets dropped optionally. Yakara getting dropped optionally does not apply to yan sandhi rules. Okay, this is a statement. Make it known. Even Panini missed this. And there was somebody else after Panini, he came back and said, no, you cannot do this, apply this yakara dropping to a yan sandhi rule. And he made a statement. He said, yanas pratishedho vachyaha. That is Kartikakara. So when we do the prayer, we say, Panini Katyayana Patanjali. That Katyayana is the Vartikakara. He is the one who pointed out that a yan sandhi, when you do, that yan sandhi, you do not do the lopaha. Enough pratishedo vachya. Okay. That yakara lopa would have happened and that is prevented. Okay. We have done quite a few of this yan sandhi rules. We have some time, so let us look at the next sandhi rule, next set of sandhi rules, some new ones. Okay. Again, go for it. Vata Vrukshaha. Okay, Vata Vrukshaha. Anybody? Can you break the sandhi?
Tough one.
Am I audible? Yeah, tough one. Am I audible?
So vata is the banyan tree. Vriksha, vata is a... No?
Yeah.
It's not
no,
that.
No, let us look sandhi only, right? Meaning we'll get in later.
What gets joined where what, is the question?
yeah, exactly. It looks like a trick question.
This is really good one.
Is this a trick
okay
question?
So this is actually a avadesha sandhi. Okay, it becomes vato plus plus rikshaha. Okay, becomes what av rikshaha. Okay. So vato rukshaha becomes vata vrikshaha. Okay. Now I have to go back and look exactly what is the meaning, but that is the only sandhi that is possible. Vato rikshaha becomes vatav rikshaha. That avadesha, it is echo yavayava sandhi, right? Remember, we just a quick recap. We have an H. Okay, when an H is followed with an H, then the H will be replaced with I, of, I, of. Right? And the H will remain as it is. Right? What is the sthani? The sthani is the H. Okay. The nimitta is the H. The H is the nimitta. I think nimittas will put it, somebody told me put it in this bracket. Okay, so nimitta is this. So here the rikara is the nimitta. Okara. So okara is coming in contact with rikara. Okay. So then okara gets avadesha. Okay. Okara gets avadesha. O is what? O is akara vakara. Is kantha oshtho. Okara is kantha oshtho. Vakara is dant oshtho. So the only probable out of all of this, right, is av. Okay, if it is aukara, it would have become av. Okay, so here vato rukshaha becomes vata rukshaha. Vato rukshaha becomes vata rukshaha. Okay, let us do the next one. Okay, glayati. Remember, you know, samhita could be inside a word also, so it could be between the prakriti and pratyaya also. Okay, glayati. Anybody?
Glayati.
Glay plus ati. Okay, becomes glu, I. So not glow, glay. Okay, becomes glu plus I plus ati. Okay, glu, I becomes I adesha. Glayati. Okay, let us see another one. Nayati.
Nay.
Ni plus ati. Me plus ati.
Ne, right? Ne.
H is not there. H is not there.
Ne plus ati. Ne plus ati is there, right? Ne plus ati becomes N plus A plus ati. Becomes N plus I plus ati. Nayati. How about Bhavati? Bhudhatu. Yes, Bhudhatu. But yeah, exactly. We want Bho. Bho plus ati. Bhudhatu, all right, but it has to be bho. Then you get avadesha. Av plus ati. Bhavati. Okay. Let us see this one, okay?
Kulpeji.
Yes.
Ni is the dhatu, right? In Nayati. No.
Ni is the dhatu, no doubt about
where
it.
Where is ne? Right? What
ne
is ne?
Okay. Ne is something. We are doing right now some sandhi rule. Right?
Yeah.
The only way you can break this sandhi up.
Okay. I got.
Right? Is ayadesha.
Okay.
Okay. So ni becomes ne. There's something called as sarvadhatuka ardhatuka yoho. Anayoho parayoho. Igantasya angasya gunam bhavati. So ni becomes ne.
Yeah.
And okay, ne becomes the ne plus kartari shab a plus tip tasjiti So ne plus a plus ti becomes nai ati, nayati. Nayatu. Yeah, anaya. You. Naya also same thing. Anaya. Let us see here if I may. Okay. Navikaha. Can you break some sandhis here?
That is now, now.
Now?
Now.
Nay, nay. Nay? Nay. Say one and say what follows also.
Yeah, that's where.
Kai is follow.
Huh?
Avikaha.
How? How?
No. Okay, one at a time. Sheetalji, are you done? Sheetalji, are you done?
No.
Okay. Can you tell what you're saying? Plus?
Plus akaha.
Akaha. Akaha. Okay. Done. Next. Who is next? Ranjanji, are you done?
Yeah, now? I only now I cannot think what akaha could be, so that's I'm stuck at that.
Okay, so we don't know what is after falling. Okay, next, who else is trying?
Nai plus ikaha.
Nai plus ikaha. Ekaha. Is it?
Yes.
Okay, next.
Now plus ikaha.
Now plus ikaha.
No, actually, now.
No, no. No, no.
Nai plus akaha.
Nai plus akaha. You already said that, right? You cannot keep saying the same thing. If it's different, tell me. What is different?
Now. Now plus ikaha.
Now plus ikaha. This is correct. So, n au plus ikaha. Okay, becomes n av plus ikaha. Navikaha. Okay. Here this is correct, but it has to be followed with an ikaha. This is not correct, yeah. because there's no akaha there. Okay. It is ikaha. The akaha, even if you break it. Nai would have given you, by the way, nai when you break it up, right? Nai plus akaha when you break it up, it becomes n plus I plus akaha. Okay, it becomes nayakaha, which is not true. We are saying navikaha. Okay, then I don't know how you got the ekara here. Okay, there is no ekara here. Okay, there is no ekara. And even if you would have done this, it would have become I plus A. Right? I plus A would have become N I plus A kaha. Okay. Na ye kaha. This is the formation would have happened. Here, na ya kaha. This is the formation which would have happened. Right? But what is the word that we have? We have navi kaha. Okay. Good. This is a good exercise, actually. You don't know how good exercise this is, because this is what leads you later on when this is basically sandhi. Mostly, most of these sandhis are inside the word. Okay. Let us see, do this shayanam. Because this is how you'll be able to separate dhatus out. Shayanam.
This is she plus enam.
She plus enam.
She is dhirga? A dhatu for shayanam, right? She ras,
no, but is it dirga or raswa?
Dirga. She dirga.
Okay. She plus enam. Okay. Next. Anybody else want to try?
She plus ayanam.
I'm sorry?
She ayanam.
She plus ayanam. Next.
There's no E joining here, right? It's an H, yes. Sandhi. So
there
it's
is
an
no,
A-O,
no
I-O.
E.
Yeah.
E joining there.
Yeah.
But you know what is happening is that people are taking it. Everybody's thinking that there is a Shi Dhatu and that's where the Shayanam comes from, right? Which is true. Yeah. But what happens is that the Dhatu Shi, right? I'll tell you what is happening. Okay. You see how it happens. Just so that you get the idea. And then why is this required to know? Shi is the Dhatu, right? And to that there's a pratyaya called Lyut added. In that pratyaya there is Lyut added, Lakara and Takara are it later, only U gets remaining. Then the Shi Dhatu gets replaced with Ana, U or Anako, 711. Once this happens, right, this is an Ardhatuka Pratyaya. When this is Ardhatuka Pratyaya, the Shi will get a Guna and will become She plus Ana. Okay, Newton nominative singular of that will be She plus Anam. Okay, now that Ekara gets Ayadesha by Echo Yavayavaha. Becomes Shi, I plus Anam. Becomes what? Shayanam. So when you start with Shayanam, although Dhatu is Shi, the Aya that is happening is coming in place of Ekara. What is this? Shu A plus Anam. That Ekara gets replaced with Ayadesha. Go back here, right? When we started, H is what? H is, in our Sandhi rule that we are doing, H is what? A, O, I, Au. Right? Is getting replaced with I, Av, I, Av, respectively. So A with Ayadesha, O with Avadesha, I with Ayadesha, and Au with Avadesha. Okay, so when you say Shayanam, the I, whenever you see this I, right? So suppose you have something like this, Chorayati. Okay, if you have to bring it up, it will become what? Chor. Okay, Chor I Ati. Okay, becomes what? Chor plus I will be A plus Ati. Becomes Chore plus Ati. Okay, you see how the breaking up is happening? Okay, how about this? Okay, Kshayaha. Can you break it up?
She.
Where do you get the E from? Yeah, see, you don't go to the Dhatu. You just look at the Sandhi. Oh. Where are you getting the Ikara from?
Okay.
Okay, you could also say something like this, right? See, if you want to even bring in the Ikara and they say it is a Yan Sandhi, you have to do this. Sh, A, okay, E, plus Aha. Let's say you do this, right? And then you say that Ikara got replaced with Yakara. But that is not possible because this A and A would have become a Sandhi on its own anyway. See, that Sandhi that you would have between A and A is actually Ekara. It will become Che, Che, plus Aha.
Oh, okay.
Okay, becomes what? Ch, I, plus Aha. Okay, Kshayaha. So don't start with the Kshi because that is the same mistake that you're making here. You start with this Dhatu, right. Right? But when you are at this point, you know, don't jump to the Dhatu. You jump to what is previously before that, Ayadesha. And Ayadesha comes in the place of Ekara. Okay, let us look at the common words like Pavanaha. Somebody else wants to try? Pavanaha?
Po plus Anaha.
Very nice. Po plus Anaha. Right? Becomes P, Av plus Anaha. Becomes Pavanaha. Right? That Po is actually a guna of Pu. Right? So Po is a guna for Pu. That Pu is actually a Dhatu. I'll get you that. It is Dirga. Pavane. Pui Pavane. There are two dhatus. Pum Pavane and Pui Pavane. It is not Raswa, by the way, it is Dirgha. Okay, so Pum Pavane and Pui Pavane. Both of them are Pavane. And this Dhatu, the Bhavadi Dhatu, when it gets this Ana, the same Yut Pratyaya that we saw earlier, it becomes Pavanaha. Okay, that Guna happens. Pu becomes Po. So this telltale sign, you will keep seeing that everywhere. Okay. How about Kavaye? Let us break this up. This is a good one.
Kavi ye.
Who is saying this?
And there is no E there.
Yeah, okay. It's a common error that we are making that. Kavi plus A. No, Kavi plus A.
Ko plus IA.
Ko plus IA. Okay. Anything else that you see there?
Kave. No.
Good. Kave plus.
Kave plus. Iyam. No.
How about Kave plus A?
Yeah. But what does that mean?
I plus A. Right. Don't go to the meaning, right? What are the possibilities?
Oh, okay.
Rules, right? What are the possibilities?
Okay.
O plus I, this is also correct. It is possible. It becomes K of IA. Kav IA, right? Good. Kav plus I plus A becomes Kav. Kav IA. Which one of this is correct? Yeah. Actually, this is not correct because this is what it is. Kavaye. Kavaye. It comes from Kavi. Kavi is your dhatu. Kavi is the pratipadikam. Kavi, Kavi, Kavayaha. He Kave, He Kavi, He Kavayaha. Okay. Kavim, Kavi, Kavi. Okay. Kavina, Kavibhyam, Kavibhi. Kavaye. That Kavaye is fourth case of Pratipatika Kavi. Kavaye. Okay. There the Pratyaya Kavi is added a Pratyaya called Nye. Okay. In that Nye, the Ekara. The Ekara is the Ekara is a Pratyaya. Right? And then Kavi plus A. And it gets a Guna. So what becomes Kave plus A. It becomes Kavaye.
So Kavi here is a masculine Ikaranda Shabda, Pratipadika.
Yes, masculine Ikaranda Shabda. Yes.
Like Hari.
Yes, so Haraye.
Kavaye. Kavaye. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So here, let us see one more, okay, and see if this becomes Stavakaha. Stavakaha is a praiser, the one who praises. Stavakaha. Anybody wants to try that? Tavakaha?
Stoakaha.
Stoakaha. Sto plus akaha. Very good. Okay. Becomes t av plus akaha. Okay. If you do that, it becomes what? Stavakaha. Is it stavakaha or is tavakaha?
It's
tau
plus
akaha.
Wow.
Tau plus akaha, right? Becomes t plus a plus akaha. Becomes stavakaha. Stavakaha. This is actually stuti. Stuti dhatu gets a pratyaya called nul. Kartrarthe. Okay, it becomes 2 plus null, right? Null is U. Okay, and that stu gets Aka. And because that U is a Nith Pratyaya, you get Vruddhi, becomes Stau. Stau plus Akaha becomes Stavakaha. Okay, so just by knowing this, right? Aka is a Pratyaya which is Kartara Arte Null Pratyaya. If you know this, you will know he is the one who is the one who is a praiser. Stu is to praise. This is, he's a praiser, the one who praises, right? Let's say, if at all I have a word which says something like pavaka. You already saw that, right? Pavakaha. Pavanam. Oh, we saw pavanam. Pavakaha. Okay, it's a protector. Pavakaha. So it will become pau plus akaha. Pavakaha. Okay. Nayakaha. Nayakaha. Okay, how about this one? Can you break this up? Nayakaha will be how? How will you break up Nayakaha? Okay, yeah. So this is not wu, I'm sorry. This is wu and not null, it is wul. Thank you, Sadako Panji. Okay, wul. You and wu will get ana and aka. Okay, nayakaha?
Nay plus
aka.
No.
Yes, nay plus akaha. No of there. Okay, and that nay is a vruddhi. So the dhatu is ni. Okay, ni prapane becomes ni. Ni plus nul. Okay, becomes ni plus vu. Becomes ni plus aka. Becomes nai vruddhi plus aka. Okay, and that becomes ni I plus akaha. Nayakaha. So ni means to lead, nayakaha means leader. One who leads, Kartrarthe. Okay, let's see if you can break this up. Dravati. Dravati.
Drava iti.
Drava iti. You see that? Drava plus iti. Is that what it is? Do you see E there? A and E will become A. Drava plus iti will become draveti.
Okay.
Dro plus ati.
Yes. It can be dro plus ati. Dro plus ati would become dro. Oops. Dro plus ati. Becomes what? Dro plus ati becomes dr av plus ati. Dravati. Avadesha. Okay. So you see the. Give me a second, okay? One second. Give me one second. One second. Got it. Almost done. Okay. What I've done is that I have a book and I've taken photographs from that book. And this is it. These are the ones that we were looking at today. Okay. Vatavruksha, Glayati, Bhavati. Okay. As well as this ones. I will add this to the thing, and you can, whichever ones we have missed, right, or we have not looked at, you can go them, try this out again. Okay, this is actually a book called Bhaimi. It is a book, Prathama. It's called Bhaimi Vyakhya. It's for Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. That is where I got these examples from. These are beautiful examples. Okay, take a look at that. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Would you like to continue with some more examples next class? Or go back to Hitopadesha? Tell me.
I think Sandeep would be good.
I think
Sandeep would be good. Yeah. Okay. Good, so we'll continue for a few class before we get bored, and then we can go back to it over there. Okay.
Are these
and you can do a lot of these Sandeep, okay?
Are these 90 minutes Kalpesh or 1 hour? They're 90 minutes.
Oh,
right?
I think it went Actually it was supposed to be 75 minutes and 15 minutes of question answers, but I guess I got carried away today.
Doing question answer throughout. Thank you, Kalpesh.
Kalpeshji,
you're welcome. Thank you. Yes.
I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Chorayati, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also give example like that Gana Vikarana, that Ya comes there. Is there any reflection there for that?
No, actually what happens is that it is actually Churadigana. Yes. They get Nich Pratyaya, okay, Swarthe Nich Pratyaya. Once it gets Swarthe Nich Pratyaya, it becomes Chori.
Uh-huh.
So Chori becomes your derived Dhatu. This 10th Gana, all them are derived Dhatu. And these 10th Gana Dhatus, because the Nich Pratyaya is there, they are by default Ubhayapadi. Okay, so it can get Atmane Padam also and Parasme Padam also. When it gets Parasme Padam, it becomes Chori plus A plus T. With Atmanepadam becomes Chori plus A plus Te. Okay. And when you get this A, which is a Shapratya, you get Guna. Chore plus A plus Te. Okay. Or Chore plus A plus Te. And then you get Ayadesha. Chore, Chore, I, A, T. Okay. Chore, I, A, Te. It becomes what? Chorayati. Chorayate. Okay. Antoine does not follow Panini completely. So he says Ya comes in, but there's no Ya coming in. It is Ayadesha coming in place of Ekara.
Okay.
So Chorayati, Chorayataha, Chorayanti, Chorayasi, Chorayataha, Chorayata, Chorayami, Chorayavaha, Chorayamaha. Or Chorayate, Chorayate, Chorayante, Chorayase, Chorayate, Chorayadve. Choraye, Chorayavahe, Chorayamahe.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kalpeshji.
Okay. Namo Namaha.
Namo Namaha, thank you. That is Bhaimi 1 book, right?
Yeah, Bhaimi book 1, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Actually, Sandima Jasudi H and I have Nailaka Jasudi Gotara Taijum. Ek paper Malaku purchased Kialavis.
Brother.
Nayavak and Nawave Taijum Gotara
Taijum. Practice Kasutamaya.
Yeah. Thank you.
Namunama.
Namunama.